There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
He's a good guy. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is the One Plankton Media where we get some political healing going on here. And though he's not licensed, nor would he accept a license should we offer it, Jack Hunter is with us, and he's got great commentary over at Rare, rare.us. And we're diving right into some political healing right now. The Patriot Act, it stopped, it started, it's a zombie Patriot Act. What is the USA Freedom Act? Rand Paul, looking to be a hero for those who love liberty and limited government now. For those who doubted him, maybe his the obviousness of where he was born and how he was raised coming out in his stand against the unreasonable searches that are contained within the Patriot Act. And what replaces it? USA Freedom Act. We're going to find out. There's just too much for me to consider. That's why we call on Jack Hunter from Rare. Jack, welcome back, my friend.
Good to be with you, Robert.
It's coming so fast and furious, all of the topics of Rand Paul is in the news everywhere. And a lot of folks who doubted his street cred, credentials from what his dad did in terms of liberty, are looking at him and going, wow, he really stood on principle here.
Which is interesting to me from both an establishment perspective, those who are saying, oh, he's just cashing in and trying to raise money, and also a libertarian perspective. When Rand Paul ran for the Senate in 2010, and Mitch McConnell and Dick Cheney and Rudy Giuliani were all behind Trey Grace and the Republican establishment pick, he ran, part of his agenda was opposing the Patriot Act then. That has never changed. This has been consistent. In 2011, he did a similar thing in Congress where he sort of held up the works and tried to basically get rid of the Patriot Act. And obviously, that didn't happen. But this is the same old Rand Paul who might do things a little bit different than his father, obviously. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the big issues, the big votes, the big policies, the big infringements on our liberty, as mass surveillance obviously is, he always stands up for what's right. This is no different.
Well, I've been impressed, and I know you know him personally. You've written about him, written with him. In fact, we've covered these things over the years with Ron Paul running and Rand. I'm again duly impressed with his stance on liberty. But the question now also becomes: has he, let's say, damaged his chances of getting the Republican nod? Because it seems like there's that zealous old guard of the Republican Party still at play here that has never met a government program that claims to be for protecting America that it didn't like, despite its attack or.
Oh man, was that? I thought I had lost connection there. I think he got blown out by a light storm or something like that. But
maybe.
I'm not quite sure where he's going with that. But listen, I've been watching the news cycle ever since Rand did his thing there with the Patriot Act. And one thing in particular that I thought was interesting is there's this thing that is being called the Zombie Patriot Act. Are you familiar with this?
I've seen the phrase. Enlighten me. What people are calling.
Well, basically, what they're saying is there are provisions and backdoor, things that have been put in place that even with the Patriot Act being expired, And with it not being there, that basically the NSA can continue to do what it's been doing without the Patriot Act there. Is that something that you're familiar with?
Well, I honestly think that the NSA, who's used to having unlimited powers, has been doing all this all along, which is part of Edward Snowden's revelation. And
right.
Even if the Patriot Act went down and, you know, everything that we would hope would happen as libertarian-leaning Americans, this is a government. You know, part of this whole rollout or, you know, sort of the revelations that we learned about in the last few years was basically the NSA doing exactly what the Director of National Intelligence told Congress it wasn't doing. So,
right.
Yeah, why wouldn't you put anything past them? I think the question here is, are they going to continue to act illegally in a way that we can all observe and say, yes, this is illegal, this Congress doesn't allow it, or do we say, hey, this awful behavior is now legal? I do think that's a fight worth taking on, and I think Rand Paul is right to take it on.
Yeah, well, I'm back, guys. I got serious lightning bolted right off the air temporarily, and I thought I was probably asking too intense of a question. My apologies for droning on about it, but it was really the concern I have, because I love the debate. I love Rand Paul is bringing the concept of liberty back into vogue, and of course the millennials are definitely more into that, the authenticity there. But the question is, Jack, your opinion of the reception among in the Republican primaries of Rand Paul's stance here.
Well, that's what's interesting. So the conventional wisdom is, if you listen to Charles Krauthammer and Britt Hume and, you know, all these so-called experts, it's like, oh, this is the end of his presidential campaign. He's not a serious contender. Well, let me tell you one thing first. Rand Paul was never, ever going to be the first pick of the big money fat cats in the Republican Party, the Republican establishment, certainly not the foreign policy hawks, the neoconservatives. Any of those people who've ruined that party and helped ruin the country were never going to pick Rand Paul as their first choice. Now, couple that with the idea that they do think they're sort of the masters of the universe and rule over us or know what's best and they're the experts. Look at how out of sync their attitudes are about mass surveillance compared to the American people. If you look at the polling, some of it came out today. Politico had a great report on some of the most recent polling. It showed that more Americans agree with Rand Paul's position on mass surveillance, the NSA, and the Patriot Act than they do with Mitch McConnell's. Now, a sizable portion of them think that there should be some sort of surveillance, that there should be restrictions in place. But when you couple that with the two times the amount who agree with Rand Paul than McConnell, Americans do not think it's controversial or reckless or irresponsible, as President Obama put it, to want to end mass surveillance. So I think that the Republican establishment, once again, is sort of wrong in that. I mean, look, what was it, 2 weeks ago we had the Republicans trying to figure out whether the Iraq war was a mistake or not? And Jeff Bush basically
yes.
said, oh, I'd do it all over again. And then he quickly found out that most Americans would think that's a really bad idea. Why? Because he doesn't know. He doesn't live out where real Americans live or talk to them or share their opinions. These people are completely out of touch. So time will tell, Robert, to answer your question, if this has hurt Rand Paul's presidential chances, or maybe he's tapped into something that the rest of Washington is too blind to see. Time will tell.
Do you have a sense of the relationship he's forged with Mitch McConnell, despite Mitch being against him and running for Senate, then, of course, sort of having some sort of supportive relationship as Rand helped him in his reelection, and now with their opposite stance on the renewal of Patriot Act that just transpired?
Well, even when, you know, Senator Paul endorsed McConnell, they weren't on the same page on this and many other issues, and they agreed to disagree while supporting each other in various ways. The funniest part to me about this, Robert, is despite the, you could see, you know, how nasty it got there on the Senate floor, even between McConnell and Rand, there was a report out today, McConnell was asked if he still supported Rand Paul for president, and he said yes. So you tell me, after that, to make that statement, you know, what kind of relationship they have there. And that helps Senator Paul. You know, a lot of those libertarian fans might not like that. But that's the difference between Rand and his father in many ways. And it's not a bad difference. It's okay to build coalitions and work with people where it makes sense and where you agree. And it also makes sense to fight them tooth and nail where you disagree. And we saw some of that this week.
Yeah, what about Light and Loafers' Lindsey Graham in South Carolina saying he's going to run for president? This guy is as neoconish as I've ever heard anybody speak.
Well, Peter King gave him his enthusiastic endorsement today, if that tells you anything. Talk about two crazy nuts. I think Giuliani's a big fan of Lindsey Graham as well. Lindsey Graham is the most hyperbolic and ridiculous version of what Jeb Bush believes about foreign policy and Marco Rubio mm-hmm. believes about foreign policy and what Scott Walker believes. They're all pretty much on the same page, but you have the most ridiculous cartoonish example in Lindsey Graham, who literally says crazy stuff on a regular basis and yet somehow is considered a foreign policy expert on the cable news out. Don't ask me how that worked, other than getting back to the conversation we were having earlier. These people in Washington think there's this consensus in politics, particularly in foreign policy as it relates to Lindsey Graham, that virtually mm-hmm. no one else in the country subscribes to. If Lindsey Graham said, yes, we need to go into Libya, despite the fact that most Americans in 2011 thought that it was a bad idea, he thinks that that is the prevailing opinion in the country, even though most Americans were opposed to it. 2013 was Syria. Most, not only Americans, but Republicans were overwhelmingly opposed to that intervention. But if you talk to Lindsey Graham or some of these other hawks, oh, no, America's for this. Well, the same with the Iraq War. Looking back in retrospect, 2003, Lindsey Graham still defends that. Most Americans are against it. Most Americans are against mass surveillance, and he still defends that. So you tell me who's out of touch. I mean, I actually read the polls. Does Lindsey yeah. Graham have a private poll going on in his mind that only he pays attention to, that has nothing to do or bears little, you know, reflection of actual reality? I guess he does.
Well, despite the, let's say, the disconnect, or maybe because of it, the Republicans can't win the presidential race in the next cycle without the millennials. We saw what happened when Obama got the millennial vote, the young people's vote, and it's not going to the old guard. They like and they want authenticity. They don't trust Hillary Clinton either. That's becoming more evident. And as we're moving through this phase, I mean, it's not that I overemphasize the role of the presidency. I'd like to see Congress reduce the power of the presidency as it was designed initially. But the question is, where does it go? If they don't embrace a Rand Paul, I don't see anybody else in the Republican Party that speaks authentically on some of these issues.
Well, this is where it gets interesting. So the latest polling shows that the biggest threats to Hillary Clinton are Rand Paul and Marco Rubio. Now, those are two very different Republicans, but, you know, Rubio is certainly younger and fresher, and you compare that to Clinton, you can sort of see the appeal there. And Rand Paul is certainly significantly younger. I mean, he's only in his early 50s. But that's where the similarities end. The foreign policy and the national security state and right to privacy issues we've been talking about, Robert, Marco Rubio is on the opposite side of the American people, and he's certainly on the opposite side of where millennials are coming from, who really do value their right to privacy and want to see a more restrained foreign policy than many of their elders. If I were Rand Paul, I'd be making that argument. I'm not only the younger, fresher candidate, similar to Marco Rubio, but I actually have policies that millennials are attracted to, that independents are attracted to, that many progressives who thought Barack Obama really was a candidate of hope and change and was going to take on the Patriot Act like he once promised, was going to have right. a different foreign policy, they don't see it. They might gravitate to a Rand Paul. The young people, lots of disaffected voters.
Well, Jack Hunter, we'll keep checking with you on the campaign trail for our political healing updates as long as you're available. Jack Hunter at rare.us. Jack, always appreciate your perspective and a happy belated birthday to you, my friend.
Thanks, Robert. Good to talk to you as always.
All right. When we come back, despite doing a booby story already, we've got another one in terms of prevention of breast cancer.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Spend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Super Don, did I mention to you that my wife called in and said she thought we enjoyed that segment about holding the Coke between two mammaries a little too much? Yeah, a little too much.
You think?
I don't know. I thought you, because you were practically eating the microphone on that segment, that there was something going on. But anyway, at the risk. Of having that happen again. We are going to do another segment here. We're going to see if we can take the higher road here in discussion of a very serious issue, right?
Okay.
And the way we do it, especially when there are, you know, breakthrough scientific findings that are so absolutely incredible, you wonder who paid for them. Yep, that's right, folks. It's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy! What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by moving your way out of breast cancer and lung cancer. What I mean moving? Like a getting moving van? No, moving, movement, exercise. Somebody figured out that if you exercise, your risk of lung and breast cancer is reduced. Somehow, we missed that, Super Don.
Wow.
In all the things we were talking about, holding a Coca-Cola between you know what, we missed the fact that all we needed to do was encourage a little jazzercise, a little exercise, a little... What was Jane Fonda doing way back when in those years, in the 80s? What was it?
She was
aerobics.
Having sex with soldiers in Vietnam.
No. Oh, I asked for the higher path here.
What? That's what she was doing back in the day, wasn't she?
I have no knowledge of that. No knowledge of that whatsoever. Now, experts say that this finding, makes sense. Really. That's why we call it an MOD. But they note, these findings are only preliminary. So we can't say that they rise to the level of validated science. So we're not going to, you know, we're not going to encourage anybody to exercise just yet. Just yet.
Are we tired yet? Are we worn out yet from these studies? I mean, does there have to be a study that exercise can help with Alzheimer's? Exercise can help with diabetes. Exercise can help with cancer. Can't we just say exercise is good for you for everything?
You know, we need studies to validate this stuff.
Why?
You know, we don't get up in the morning and walk out of bed safely without having a study to show us that it's possible, right?
But that's the way we've been doing this moment of death for years now.
Yeah, it's true.
It's almost getting kind of boring.
You want us to retire the moment of duh? I think people like the moment of duh.
No, it's like, you know what? Science is just a giant moment of duh anymore, it seems.
It's true. It's become that. Listen, women seem less likely to either develop or die from lung cancer if they engage in physical activity. And the more the women stay on the move, the better the effect.
Wait a minute. We've just discovered that if you drink water, that improves your mortality, you know?
Listen.
Breathing is good for you if you have cancer.
I'm struggling to make good science happen here, and you're not participating. Yeah,
mute
I know. Mute that microphone. Both studies were presented Monday at the annual meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology in Chicago. And what is interesting, there's something called an HRT paradox here in this study. That's hormone replacement therapy. They said that the effect that was positive and validated and found across the board for women who were exercising and moving, the lowered risk of cancer of the lungs and the breasts, didn't work in women who were undergoing or who had undergone hormone replacement therapy. Isn't that interesting? HRT, which is also, guess what? Oh, it's scientifically validated, right? The entire world of, you know, female doctoring went into this menopause thing. Every woman needs to be on HRT, horse mare urine, get it in her. And of course, it actually precipitated the rise of cancer connected to the development of cancer. So even the exercise was not enough or is not enough, according to this study, to help women prevent or maybe reverse the cancers that are brought about by, guess what? Medical dunderheaded interventions. Ladies, stop listening to medical doctors when it comes to the health of your body. Unless they say exercise, eat organically grown foods, stay away from GMOs. You know, the good stuff that makes sense, that you get in your gut. You understand the probiotics that we want you to have here. Which, by the way, you can get at Jonathan's at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. Also, Carnivora, carnivora.com. Better Way Health's got the beta-1 3D glucan that we love. And when we come back, diabetes is up for discussion. Different causes? We'll see. After this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, upcoming Nashville, Tennessee, June 24th to 27th, somewhere around there, the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists. And I don't believe you have to be a colon hydrotherapist to attend because, well, heck, how many are there? There's not enough, but there are a lot of buttholes to go around, I promise you. That's just, you just get, we need to clean them all out.
What
all right?
Did you just say?
I just said the honest truth about what's going on. We need more colon hydrotherapists. So if you've ever thought about a career in colon hydrotherapy, or maybe just, hey, check it out. We're going to be there. Patrick, the robotic rectum, is not going to be there. We covered that story the other day.
Oh, man.
But we will. Oh, no pun intended. I just said but twice.
You said but.
Yeah, my inner 12-year-old.
Is this the Robert Scott Bell Show, or we accidentally slipped into an episode of Beavis and Butthead here?
I'm going to be catching so much hell, but my teenage son is going to go, Dad, go. we're going to be Nashville, Tennessee. Who else is going to be there? It's going to be awesome. Dr. Frank King. Paul Bertero with Echo Water, hydrogen, molecular hydrogen. Dr. Michael Haley, that's the Aloe One, Stockton Aloe One, A-L-O-E, the number one, .com. All the things that I do and utilize to recover the intestinal integrity of everyone who seeks out the help. Also, who else will be there? TMB, Ty Bollinger. In the midst of the Quest for the Cures Continues International Edition, he'll take a few days. We'll all be together. And that'll be in Nashville. If you're not sure how to find it, go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, and you can click on the link. It'll take you to the event. Come on down, check it out. We'll be there. It's going to be awesome. So there you go. Also, we got a call from James. He called in yesterday, I believe from Pennsylvania, and told us about a book called The Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated by a guy named Higgins, written in the 1920s following the Spanish influenza, all the vaccines and things that were happening in 1918, post-World War I. He said he found it on Google Books for free. It's so old that it's available for free. So, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, Higgins. See, Superdon, if you can find that, we can blast it out through the social media networks as well.
Yeah,
that'll be great. Now, back to the egghead research world, although we're not going to do moments of duh here. We're going to travel into places where you got to put your eggheads on. Two stories here related to diabetes. First one, study, diabetes lowers ALS risk. That is Lou Gehrig's disease. You've heard about that. Diabetes is a risk factor for those under 40, says a Danish study. But if you get diabetes after, of course, this would be type 2, it somehow seems to lower your risk for ALS, which is kind of a bizarre thing. Yes, yeah. We now want to encourage you to get type 2 diabetes so you're less likely to get ALS. Right? Isn't that weird? Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. More than 3,500 patients with ALS were each matched to 100 healthy controls in the Danish National Health Registry. When researchers included diabetes and obesity in the same model, the chance of developing ALS was significantly reduced for those with diabetes, but not for those with obesity. Okay? This is another interesting paradox here. And I speculated, it's in the article, you can read about it, that it may have something to do with energy metabolism, right? Because what is diabetes but a lack of optimal energy metabolism? You are unable to deliver efficiently the sugars, the energy, if you will, into the cells or convert them out of the cells that have stored them for, again, energy utilization. And this is true for the entire body in this case with type 2 diabetes. You've lost that energy metabolism integrity or efficiency. So they talk about what is the role of this energy metabolism in ALS pathogenesis. And I said, okay, I don't have the answer there necessarily. I'm thinking about it, but certainly, if you can't deliver energy into and out of cells, it doesn't make sense. Why would that be a benefit to not develop ALS? Maybe some of you are way smarter than I am can figure this out. But there is another aspect to this that I find interesting that may make more sense. People with diabetes often have elevated lipid profiles, a lot more cholesterol. In other words, they have higher cholesterol levels. And I was reading this study and saying, okay, what can I make any sense of this? Why would someone with type 2 diabetes be correlated with a lower risk of ALS? Now, I'm not saying, please don't listen. I'm not saying you should have this. This is good. And then you won't get it. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm looking at for these confounding factors, these things that are maybe not looking at. And in this study, they actually reference the higher or elevated lipid profiles and cholesterol. Now, what do we know about having higher cholesterol levels as it relates to neurological disease manifestation or neurological integrity, health, and vitality well into old age? Now, I'm going to bring my humble but lovable cynical producer, Super Don, back into the fold here. to see if he's been paying attention. And I have a sense that he may be paying attention. I could be wrong, but he basically just went. He jumped the cynical shark today on the show. So I'm going to give him a redemption time.
Oh,
see if he can score some brownie points here. Organic brownie points, of course, non-GMO. So if I'm going to say that, well, they've related type 2 diabetes may be in it after 40, may reduce your risk of ALS, and we also say, well, looks, well, what is it with diabetic? Oh, look, they seemingly all have higher cholesterol levels, lipid profile. Why might that be of benefit?
A higher cholesterol level, that causes you to live longer.
Mm-hmm. And where do you need loads of cholesterol?
In your brain. In your brain.
Yeah, and nervous system, the nerve cell, right? So there you go. You have redeemed yourself.
Oh, well,
you have been healed.
Thank you. Well, now I'll go for you now. Okay.
No, now you can join the First Church of Cannabis. You are allowed to back in the congregation. Yeah, welcome back, my friend.
In Ohio, right?
In Ohio, yes, thank you. I was just trying to help the people of Ohio to have some religious freedom. That's all right. Isn't it all right? Call me if you didn't like that from Ohio. Okay, Indianapolis, Indiana, right? The host never makes mistakes, never. He just covers them up. No, he just rolls with it. We just roll with it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do that. So anyway, yeah, the point is, and again, there might be a lot more to this than I'm aware of, but I think at first glance, this is where I'm going with this. Now, can you elevate cholesterol healthily, safely, without having diabetes type 2? Absolutely. Absolutely you can. By having healthier liver function, it'll be more optimal for what you need. Of course, not fearing fats, eating adequate quantities of good, healthy fats, including good, healthy, saturated fats. These are the things that are going to protect you long-term. And also, another factor here, which we didn't mention, the study doesn't go anywhere near, the issue of heavy metal toxicity, mercury. Not discussed, not considered
at all. Oh, not those toxins again.
I know. Toxins are just made up, right? All right, so let's switch over from toxins to infectious disease. Infections. Microbes. Is that okay, Super Don? You don't want toxins, we'll do microbes?
All right, yeah.
I hear Hoofnagel the cat in the background. Now be careful. Hoofnagel might chase Izzy, and Izzy's in no shape to be running around. She's about
Speaking
to have puppies.
Speaking of Hoofnagel, shameless plug. Mm-hmm. Did you see his music video?
Oh, man, fantastic. You kidding me? What it was, Gorski saying something like, health freedom is all about quacks doing woo medicine and not being bothered by the government.
Health
like
freedom
that.
Is for quacks who don't want to have pesky government interference.
Right, yes. Okay, the statist scumbag. Skeptics definitely have another thing coming because Hoofnagel doesn't take kindly to logical fallacies and straw men that they create with weird fetishes, by the way, not for food.
We'll cover that another time.
Drug molecule fetishes by the FDA. The FDA fetish. All right. Onward to another type 2 diabetes story here. Our second type 2 diabetes story, by the way, is about infection. They're saying type 2 diabetes may be caused by bacteria. Many, many years ago in my broadcast career, I actually came across a book that postulated that there was an infectious cause of diabetes. Now, I had been successfully helping people with hypoglycemia and diabetes homeopathically with key remedies that I've mentioned from time to time, including lycopodium and iris. These are two very important homeopathic remedies for the pancreas. And many years later, connecting with Christopher Barr, he's not a doc, he's better. He's a nutritional historian, and he's written the books on chromium, selenium. We've included information in our book, Unlock the Power to Heal, as well. Talked about it being an abject chromium deficiency. And I've seen reversals of type 2 diabetes accelerate consistently beyond just what I knew in homeopathy by replenishing this mineral. But in this case, they're talking about an infectious cause, and they're talking about Staphylococcus aureus, staph infection. And by the way, the homeopathic remedy, when you have a staph infection, and those typically come out as little bumps, they look like they have white heads coming out of the skin, staph infections, the homeopathic remedy most indicated is hepar-sulfur calcarea, hepar-sulfur or hepar-sul, H-E-P-A-R, sul, S-U-L for short. And that is always indicated in terms of staph presence in the body, in or on. But why in type 2 are they saying persistent exposure to the toxin produced by staph aureus? And how is this happening? Well, they acknowledge something here that's very interesting and we would agree with. The corruption of the microbiome. In terms of people that have type 2 diabetes, they're on an unhealthy diet, a minerally deficient diet. Many of them are overweight to the point of obesity, dangerous obesity, not just simple being overweight. but eating refined carbohydrates, processed foods, etc. All of these things, what have we learned about these things over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? They corrupt the microbiome, the integrity of the terrain. They are improper because they disrupt the function of healthy cells and even healthy bacterial cells. And they give rise to the corruption through inflammation and other things, a different kind of terrain, which allows for the overgrowth of these so-called pathogenic forms of bacteria. And in this way, it impacts not only the intestinal tract, but it impacts the liver, it impacts the gallbladder, it impacts the pancreas. So I'm not saying that there is a zero reference point that we can point to and say, no, there's no bacterial issue at all present. But remember that the bacterial presence in an imbalanced way is due to the corruption of the terrain, due to the food, due to the glyphosate, due to the refined crack cocaine sugars that have been removed. You know, basically all of the minerals have been removed and they're left with just either pure sucrose or fructose, as in high fructose corn syrup, and then the heavy metal play as well. But the reduction in chromium in the diet, as well as the depletion of chromium, due to a number of factors, including, for instance, pregnancy, you ladies, your body gives up all the chromium for that developing baby to protect its chromosomal integrity, and then you may manifest the gestational diabetes due to the deficiency of chromium. So your job, not to overreact to the microbial issue, but you can take the silver hydrosol that we utilize, a teaspoon, 5, 6, 7 times a day, 5 a day long term if you've got this long term. But the reversal of type 2, I still keep coming back to this, deficiency of the GTF form of chromium, and that's available through my good friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. All right, geological movement. Does the earth move beneath your feet? Because women wear what? We're going to the lower half of the body now, Super Don? Good Lord, we're in trouble.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket
you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
There's a new movie out with The Rock in it, if he still goes by that name. Dwayne Johnson, I think it is, or something. Right. He's in a movie called San Andreas, which is about a humongous earthquake on the west coast there between L.A. and San Francisco. And according to this news story over at Epic Times, which we link up, it must be because in L.A., women are wearing blue jeans.
Blue jeans.
Loads of women. I mean, so many women are wearing blue jeans. You ladies wearing blue jeans are causing the earthquakes, according to radical Islamists from Islamabad. Mm-hmm. At least he held a press conference in Islamabad. Jamiat Ulimi Islami Fazi Bear. Chief Mazulana Fazlur Rehman. He asked the Pakistani armed forces to launch a military operation against women who wear jeans.
A military operation.
I'm telling you. See, this is where, the feminists in the crowd, like the pretend feminists, like Hillary Clinton. I'm all for women, right?
Nope.
Dude, when you got radical Islam, you are not talking equality for women. This is horrible, actually.
No, he even makes a reference of saying that women need to be covered like a sack of flour.
I know. This is horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
Just
come on.
Wrong.
Women wearing blue. Listen, they might have caused earthquakes in teenage boys. Remember those tight jeans from high school. But no, they're not causing earthquakes, right? That's HAARP. HAARP. No, I don't even know that. But anyway, we'll leave it at that. But I don't think I've ever been in an earthquake, not that I want to be, but I know people say it's just the weirdest feeling when the earth moves beneath your feet.
You know, I grew up in California. I mean, if in California, there are earthquakes all the time. I mean, you just go, there was an earthquake. Oh, wow, yeah, that was a pretty good one. Although, I do have to say, do you recall back in 1989, that was when they had the big,
it was the World, during the World Series.
Had, Yeah, it was during the World Series, and it was an 8.9. I actually was living in Hayward, California, which is right on top of the Loma Prieta fault line, which is part of the San Andreas.
You know. So were you in the midst of the actual shaking at that point? I mean, that's isn't it?
It was a surreal experience. I was sitting there one day. My wife at the time was at work, or I think she was on her way back home, and from San Francisco, they have the BART train. You know, it's like a commuter train that goes under the bay in a tunnel.
Right, yes.
So at the time, she was under the bay on this train, and I'm sitting at home, and all of a sudden, man, it just starts shaking, and I mean, it was, you could tell it was violent.
Yeah.
It was a good one. So I got under the table, and it was shaking so hard that I couldn't hardly stay under the kitchen table. And then when it was over, I got up, and kind of the normal thing you do is you go, wow, that was a pretty good earthquake. So you go over to the TV to turn on the news channel. Yeah. And I turned on the TV, and it's just snow. And I'm like,
nothing.
Well, that's kind of weird. And I'm like, well, let me go try the radio station. I turn on the radio, static. I'm like, this is weird. And I'm like, I'm going to call my dad and see what, you know, because he lived not that far from me. Picked up the phone, no dial tone. I was like, whoa, something's not right here. And it took a period of time before the TV came back on, and then they started showing. There was the piece of the Bay Bridge that had fallen apart. There was the Cypress Structure freeway section that had collapsed on top of itself. Major thing for days. There was
a lot. Well, what about your wife at the time? Was she okay coming under the bay?
Well, that was the weird thing, is that because when you're going under the bay in that tube, it's a very shaky ride.
Yeah.
And so the people that were on the train had no idea there had been an earthquake, and they stopped the train under the bay to a certain point where they could evacuate the train, and they walked out of the tunnel, went to the top, they put them on a bus that drove by, and as they're driving by on the bus, they're looking at all this wreckage and all this stuff and like that. But yeah, the people on the train had no idea there had been
incredible.
Okay.
Well, I just handed a note that 20 years ago or so, I was in an earthquake in Stone Mountain at 5 in the morning. I don't recall that. at 5 in the morning. Are you sure that was okay, we won't go there. But okay, maybe I just forgot. It must not have been a big shake.
Apparently not.
No, but nothing like what you've just said. That's incredible. Well, listen, stay safe if the earth is quaking beneath your feet. And, we don't do a show on earthquake safety here, but I know the health ranger, Mike Adams, has put stuff out like that as well. Listen, another great show tomorrow coming up. Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger, he's on the road again. We also have some more cannabis updates because it is what? National Hemp History Week.
Hemp History Week.
Yeah, so we got that going on. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Jack Hunter, thanks to the church, First Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis, Bill Levin. And remember, folks, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.